Every couple of weeks, we also get to speak with Jacob Wietering, Carlton defender. This might be the toughest of all weeks as this season has unfolded. Jacob, great to have you back on the program.
Thanks for having me, Jared.
How is this week?
It's tough. It's tough. I was just listening to you before regarding pressure and what the Olympians face. It's something, I guess, pretty similar. But again, we're very fortunate that it's a 6-day turnaround and we get to show our stuff on Friday night against the Saints.
So what happened? What happened in the third quarter to your eye?
I think it was a combination of things for sure. We're incredibly disappointed. I'm disappointed in our performance. If you look at the game in totality, I thought we actually started quite well. Defensively, we were chopping off some ball that was coming through the middle. We went inside 50. I think it was 2-5. I think we had more scoring shots and we just didn't put it on the board. And then the second quarter, I think the boys were a little bit flat that we weren't getting the bang for buck going inside 50 and just getting a score on the board. And then the third quarter was a bit of a capitulation, to be honest. Defensively, we broke down. I think we lost a bit of faith, and you saw the result. They kicked 7 straight, and we didn't respond. So it's an incredibly disappointing result for us. We accept that. I accept that. And coming off the back of the month we have, we're 3-4, playing some consistent, pretty strong football. Our defence was looking quite good. Our offence was as well. And, as I said, we're very disappointed. So we reviewed it quite hard Monday, and, we look forward to this week.
So could I ask you, what does review it quite hard mean? How do you go about that moment?
Yeah, it's a very good question, Jared. Each week you do your individual team reviews. I've spoken to you about how I do mine. And I think for the hour that was placed in the schedule for the review, it was some vision that you just don't want to see. There was some challenging conversations. There was behind the goals vision that you don't want to see as a player and as a coach and as a leader. So it does start from the leaders down. We just didn't perform to the level that we needed to, and the team followed suit. So that was sort of the stuff. It was all the defensive stuff, all the offensive stuff, missing skills, turnovers. But I'll never question this group's resilience, as I've said on this show before. And we've got our only training session today based on the short turnaround. So the boys will go out there, train bloody hard, and look forward to St Kilda this week, who will also be previewing today.
So in our ongoing conversations, Jacob, we've spoken about how much you take in from the outside world. So I'm interested, do you have a grasp on the ramifications of that performance at that time beyond just the match and the accountability within the four walls?
I think there's definitely a grasp on it. I've said it before, I'd be lying if I didn't hear some of the noise that was going on outside the club. But again, I sort of go back to our previous month. We were 3-4, came up against some good quality sides, and there were some real positives to come out of that month. And then for it all to, I guess to an extent, be thrown out the window for that particular weekend was very disappointing. And that certainly puts the pressure back on the coaching group, back on the leaders, and back on the club. So again, we've got a whole month of footy left, so there's no point, putting our heads down and putting our heads in the sand and just trying to avoid it all. We've got to confront it. As I mentioned before, we take full responsibility for the performance as players that we put out there on the weekend. And I know for a fact the boys will be training bloody hard today to rectify that.
Is it a difficult phase? So it seems like we know externally the review is pending, and then sure, what happens as a result of that. So I don't know whether it's not quite a stay of execution, but it's almost waiting for the other shoe to drop. Do you have a sense of purgatory? Is it purgatory right now, waiting to see what the future of the club is going to be?
Look, we obviously it was undertaken during almost midway through the season exactly. So we've been dealing with the review. We've been in communications with Jeff Graham and Pav for the last sort of 8 to 9 weeks. So nothing really changes in the short term. The results will come. It's going to be a hell of an opportunity for this club to understand where we're doing things well and where we're not and where we can improve. And at the moment, it is a week-by-week process. I can honestly say I don't know when the results are coming, if the results are being processed at the moment. There is outside noise regarding that, but as a leader of the club, not that we're in the dark, but again, it's still a week-by-week process. So we'll just continue to concentrate on what we can do, and that's win games of football and train hard.
The individual side of things, Jacob. So I would say it's the first time this year that you've been beaten, Nick Larkey, across three quarters. How did you assess the individual side of things? And then what do you do with it? What do you do with it when you've had such a great season and then this one day that I imagine didn't quite meet your standards?
Yeah, it's a harsh reality check, no doubt about it. And full credit goes to Nick Larkey and the Kangaroos for the way they performed on the weekend. And myself, as well as the team, as I've said, we're not happy with the way we went about it on the weekend. And for me personally, there was a bit of loss of composure. It probably didn't show on the ground, but just a lack of understanding, a lack of ability to get back to what I do best, and that's compete in the contest, try and get him in 1v1s. It was just it was a difficult day for me. The ball was coming in pretty hot, and I couldn't adjust to that. So it was something that it didn't need to happen. In a way, I guess being a Saturday early afternoon game, I had all of Saturday night and Sunday to think about it and move on. So from a positive point of view, reviewed it again quite hard. I understand where I've gone wrong, and I'm coming up against probably the other in-form young key forward this Friday night in Max King. So it's going to be a hell of a challenge, and I'm looking forward to trying to get back to the form I had previous.
Have you watched his clips yet from Perth on the weekend?
No, not yet, but the stats sort of, I'm not usually a stats man, but the stats speak for himself.
Yeah.
In that game for him, 8 contested marks, 6 goals, obviously. So, and against a quality defense in that. So he's certainly coming on. He's got some confidence, but again, we're St Kilda and Carlton are both clubs that are vying for that last spot in the 8, and they're a game ahead of us at the moment, so it's going to be a hell of a contest.
Jacob Wiedering with me every couple of weeks. Jacob, let's push the gloom to the side. A couple of broader ones. I watched you in the warm-up on Saturday kick torpedoes quite magnificently. Yes. Is that something that you practice? Is it something that you would ponder employing in the game?
Maybe if I got the ball a little more. I probably wouldn't do it in kickouts too much. I think the way the game's going, the torp's slowly going out of fashion. But I spent one quarter down forward on the weekend. If I got an opportunity outside 50, that probably would have been the option. But it's a funny one, the old torpedo. It's great to do. It's great to see on the big screen. So it's probably something I won't bring out in my arsenal anytime soon.
Well, the way you were hitting them, I would encourage you to do so. As you were flushing the ones I was watching in the lead up. You'd captained the team the previous week. How did you find that experience?
Yeah, great. It's amazing how the game can check you back into reality based on obviously the weekend's results. But the previous week, I was able to, with Cooper out and Doc injured, to captain the club against the old arch rival and get a win. At the G, it was a great feeling. Obviously, I found out, I think, the day before that I was going to skip of the side. I told my parents and my partner, and the messages started flowing in when the club released it. So, no, it was a great opportunity and a fantastic result for me personally and the club. It's just disappointing that, I guess, 7 days later that the result can be so different. So, again, that gives me a bit of motivation to get back up and going this week.
And the competition committee, you've taken a position there. What appeals to you about being part of that group?
Yeah, it was an interesting one. I was approached, earlier on this season to take the role. I think what appealed to me is working with other people from other clubs in different roles. And it's probably something that, again, I'm only young, I'm 23, and I'm not really sure what I want to do after football. But I guess it introduces me to another part of the AFL world that I don't really know much about. So again, the agenda's sort of been sent through. There's a lot of conversations and a lot of issues that the AFL and clubs and players want to resolve, and it's going to be really exciting to have a voice in those things. So I'm really excited to take part in it and really interested to see how the process goes.
Are you, if I was asking you to, on the sliding scale of a traditionalist or a revolutionary, where in the sliding scale of things would you be on the laws of the game?
I think you probably know me well enough now to know I'd probably be on the fence, somewhere in the middle. I guess with the game and the different things that are coming up now, it's definitely a good thing to have an open mind. There's going to be so many decisions that are going to be made over the next sort of 6 months with the AFL, the CBA rules, pre-season. So as I said, I'm just really excited to have a voice. And again, I'll speak for the club, the players, the coaches at the Carlton Football Club. So again, it's great to have a voice.
Jacob, good on you for taking it on, as that group will be enhanced by your thoughtfulness for sure. And good luck. Good luck with today's training and how you present on Friday night after an uncharacteristic day on Saturday. Thanks for your time as ever.
No worries. Thanks for having me, Joe. Cheers.
Jacob Wiedering, who joins us every couple of weeks. Thanks to Hyundai. Shop online today with Hyundai's Click to Buy. Great sponsors long-term of the Blues and great sponsors of this program as well. Experience the convenience of buying your dream car online with Hyundai's Click to Buy today.